Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thank you for joining us for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. These are an extraordinary opportunity for you and us to take the Word of God in a really simplistic format and over about 5 minutes figure out how could we allow Scripture to be experienced within our life and do that to the degree that it might change the nature of our day-to-day DNA. So today I wanted to talk about what would it be like if we were literally going to take on the likeness of a child, to be like a kid. You know, when we were kids, we had a lot of fears. I remember the first time that mom and dad took me and dropped me off at a bus stop to go to a boys club camp. And I was scared to death. I didn't know anybody that was going to this camp. And when I was getting into the van, the door slammed on my thumb and it hurt so bad. It was one of those things that automatically turned purple and it was just nasty. And yet I refused to cry because I was in this bus with all these other boys and I had to be tough. So by the time I got to the camp, I recall this guy taking a paper clip, heating it up, melting through the nail, and it just exploded. And I realized then, you know what? Fear is something that spreads. Fear is something that can lock us down and hold us. I want to invite you as an adult to take some fear off of the backpack that we carry day by day by day, and let us walk humbly before our God, the God who gave us this instruction in Matthew chapter 18, verse 3, where the scripture says, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Why would Jesus use little kids as an example? Well, the heart of a child is trusting, it's open, it's innocent, and it is willing to be taught. There is fear, but it is overcome through trust. It is overcome through innocence. It is overcome by this willingness to learn. I would say all of us should look in the mirror and say, "Lord, all of our hearts should reflect this as well." If we're going to continue our growth in Jesus, if we're going to continue through the journey of life in becoming more like the divine desires us to be, it's critically important that we always remain humble and, are you ready for this? Teachable, recognizing our constant need of the divine and the wisdom that He and He alone provides. Remember that Jesus issued a stern warning to His disciples, and let's read the text again. "Truly I tell you," Jesus is saying, when He says, "Truly I tell you," when you hear those words, I want to imagine Jesus looking into the eyes of His team and literally beckoning, longing for His guys to get this point that we are to change and become like little children. How would an adult change and become like little children? Where one, we would have nothing that would keep us from jumping into the lap of our Savior and letting Him carry us. We would have the willingness to never stop learning because we need to grow through our fears. We would have the desire to share with other people what we have experienced. All these things start as a little child in recognizing this one big deal that I believe is the heart of Jesus's statement, and that is this: "I know I need Jesus today." My friend, may all of our hearts reflect that as well. I want to encourage you to join me in this prayer, whether it's on your drive today or maybe you're on a treadmill or on your walk or in the office. Think about this prayer and let it be your declaration today. "Lord, help me to be open to what You want me to learn. As I grow spiritually, help me to remain as humble as a child in You. Help me to remain a learner of all that You've called me to be, and it's in Your name that I pray. Amen." My friend, this is what it is to walk humbly before our God, to truly understand that unless we become like little children, we will never enter the kingdom of heaven. I sure hope I get to see you back at Sugar Hill Church this weekend. Our services are at 9:30 and 11 a.m. They're always streamed live on Facebook, or you can find them on our app. They're also available at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye now.